Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time to round up our top picks for the weekend. And joining us now to help us do that is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey there, Hillary.
Hello, hello.
And welcome back from South by Southwest. I know that was a couple of weeks ago, but it was great to hear you down there.
Yeah, it was super fun.
So, Hillary, your first pick sounds something like this.
Paint the frogs, paint your toes.
I am liking this. What are we hearing?
We are listening to Vela, which is the latest to join the Boston music family tree. And yeah, they're going to be at the Cambridge Elks Lodge this Friday, March 30th. And this track is called Calm Down, and they're going to be premiering this at the show because this is actually their first show ever.
So what do you like about them? They've got a great sort of smooth, mellow sound.
Okay. Pretty much everything. I mean, they come from two of my absolute all-time favorite Boston bands, Static of the Gods and The Acre, which totally broke my heart in 2011 because they both broke up. So Vela is two parts Static of the Gods with Jen Johnson and Mike LaTulip, and two parts The Acre with Nick Murphy and Dana McNair, and together they make Vela.
So let's listen to a little bit more of this. Sounds so good. So that's Vela at the Cambridge Elks Lodge tomorrow night. Hillary, what do you have next for us?
Okay, so I have a film next, which is, it's called John Dies at the End. So I'm sure that's a big cliffhanger right there.
John Dies at the End, they kind of give it away,
a little bit.
Yeah.
But
and it's not a happy film, I'm guessing.
Now, I'm assuming it's not that uplifting, but you never know. It could be a surprise. We'll see. But it's part of the Boston Underground Film Festival, and it's getting its East Coast premiere at the Brattle tonight.
So we have a clip that sounds a little mysterious from John Dies at the End. Let's listen.
Solving the following riddle will reveal the awful secret behind the universe, assuming you do not go utterly mad in the attempt. If you already happen to know the awful secret behind the universe, feel free to fast forward ahead.
Okay, so besides revealing the awful secret behind the universe, what's this movie about, Hillary?
Scary things.
I see.
Well, specifically, it's about a drug that promises an out-of-body experience with each hit that you take of it. Mm-hmm. So on the street in the movie, they call it soy sauce. Yeah, which I love soy sauce, so that's unfortunate. And users drift across time and dimensions, but some who come back are no longer human. And suddenly, like, a silent, otherworldly invasion is underway, and mankind needs a hero. And what it gets instead is John and Dave, who are two buddies, they're college dropouts, and they can barely hold down their own jobs. So basically it's up to these two to stop the oncoming horror in time to save humanity.
Sounds very interesting. And I understand the director, Don Coscarelli, will be there in person. Any questions you have for him?
Yeah, I would just wonder if Paul Giamatti is squeamish, because this movie is pretty gory and Paul is prominently featured in it. So I want to know what it's like to work with him in such a controversial film.
So that's John Dies at the End. Paul Giamatti's in it, and it's part of the Boston Underground Film Festival, and it's getting its East Coast premiere tonight at the Brattle Theater. Hillary, one more pick from you. What do you have?
Yeah, I'm looking forward towards next week, actually, and it starts on Sunday at Artisans Asylum, and the Hack Together event, which is part of the Together Festival, that's going to be starting.
A hack festival. What is that?
Well, it's an electronic music festival, and the event is called the Hack Together. So basically, starting Sunday, and I should add that this is totally, completely open to the public. Register to sign up and participate if you want to. But builders who are participating, they either are working alone or in teams of four, and they're going to spend 24 hours creating installations. You know, they can be whatever, LED displays, music-themed living sculptures, projection art. Anything goes, really.
Wow. So, Hillary, here's my question. Do people have to bring their own tools?
Well, the Artisans Asylum is totally equipped. They have tons of stuff. It's this Costco-sized warehouse, and it's got a CNC mill and soldering stations and stuff. So I think you're pretty good to go.
All right. So that's Hack Together, which is part of the Together Festival, the Artisans Asylum, all next week in Somerville. And you can find more details and more information about all of our picks at RadioBoston.org. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
In a moment, one of the fathers of developmental research psychology says his field is in crisis. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.